Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. This is Trevor. This week we have a couple episodes dedicated to Rain City Doomfest, December 12th and December 13th at El Corazon and Funhouse. A ton of heavy and slow riffs, some of the best to do it out of the Pacific Northwest. And we talked to Jess from the band Sorsha. Jess also helps organize the event, and we talked to her about the history of the fest and just what's in store for this year's Rain City Doomfest. So let's get into it. You're listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The show is Metal Shop. And this episode... tonight, we're just talking a lot about Rain City Doomfest at El Corazon and Funhouse Seattle, both December 12th and December 13th, less than a week away. We've been talking about it every week. It's KISW Presents, and I want to talk with a few people about the festival. We're going to start off with Jess from the band Sorsha. Jess, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about the history of this fest. And this is what year of the fest is this now?
So this will be hi everyone. By the way, Jessica here. this is going to be the fifth year of the festival. So the first year was 2021. So now we are kind of just. Thankfully, it started that year, so now I can remember which year it is. Because 2021 was the first, 2022 was the second, and so on. So yeah, this is year five.
And is this year two or three for El Corazon? Because I know there's different spots, correct? Correct.
Yeah, so the first 2 years were held at Substation, and then the festival moved to El Corazon / Funhouse in 2023. So this will be... the third year of it being there.
And with the layouts of both of those venues, was the idea to always have it try to be like a rotating stage festival where you get as many bands in a 2-day frame?
Yes. So the whole idea was kind of conceived after Sorsha played a show with Euro the Cobra back in 2019. They did their album release show for Ash and Dust at Substation, and they did a 2-stage 8-band festival, and I thought it was absolutely brilliant because you were able to do eight bands, so four bands on each stage, and one band would stop playing and the next band would start on the next day. So you could just go back and forth, no music overlapped. And I just thought that was a really cool way to get a ton of music into one night and have it still be a festival and be in a single day. So it kind of got the wheels turning a little bit, and I started thinking more about the festivals and stuff that's being, you know, going on in Seattle at the moment. I didn't really see like any kind of doom fests or any kind of festivals besides maybe Northwest Terror Fest that was promoting, you know, the heavy side of the Seattle music scene, you know? And so I had come up with this wild idea to reach out to Substation to see if they would be interested in hosting a festival, like just like the way Year of the Cobra had it set up, you know, two stage, eight bands, you know, back and forth. And, you know, because I don't know if you're familiar with Substation, but they have the two stages. They have the main stage and they have the annex stage. So it was just absolutely perfect to come up with this kind of an idea. And they were all, they were totally down. And ultimately, I came up with the name Rain City Doom Fest. And yeah, that first year, it was pretty low key. You know, we just brought in, it was, so I should probably back up a little bit. The focus of the festival was to showcase this really cool, bubbling, boiling, you know, heavy music scene that was happening in Seattle at the time. Because I don't know how much of a platform a lot of these bands were getting that Sorsha was seeing and that we were playing with. And so the idea was to create a fest to be able to put some of these bands on a platform that they might not normally have gotten a chance to be on before. And, you know, Ben and I had this conversation earlier, you know, it was like raise the water level so all the ships come up, you know. And in turn, I was hoping that that would kind of bring attention to this really cool budding heavy scene that was really starting to come into like full development after the pandemic in the Seattle area. And yeah, so the first few years we're at Substation, both very successful, had some really great heavy bands on both of those, ended up moving it to El Corazon Funhouse. They have the same kind of a setup, obviously, you know, El Corazon, you know, and the Funhouse with the two stages are separated. So, you know, I talked to Kevin and Dana at El Corazon about it, and they definitely wanted to host the festival there. So for the last, what will be the now 3 years, we've done it there, and it's just been growing and, you know, getting more, you know, traction. And it's been really fun to see, you know, how it's kind of grown. And I never imagined that it would ever become what it is right now. But that's a little bit of the history on the concept and the idea. You know, it was really mostly just a, you know, we get some of the bands from, you know, out of state. You know, obviously Acid King is playing this year. They're from California. Electric Citizen, they're from California. You know, we like to get, you know, kind of some bigger names, you know, to round out the festival. But the main idea is to showcase the talent of the Pacific Northwest heavy music scene. And that's the bottom line, is just giving our scene a big platform and showing that, yeah, we've got this amazing scene here in Seattle, and let's showcase it, you know.
We're talking with Jess from the band Sorsha, and we're talking about Rain City Doom Fest at El Corazon and Funhouse, both December 12th and December 13th. Just a awesome weekend of just really, really heavy riffs. One thing I will like to note about some of these bands, including Sorsha and a lot of the bands of the Pacific Northwest, you asked if I was familiar with Substation. I actually work there. And I've got to see
Substation.
I've got to see many bands that have been on this list before. And one thing that's cool is you're absolutely correct about just the scene for this style of heavy music and metal, and that there are a lot of bands in the Pacific Northwest that have really awesome communities that come out just to see some of these specific bands, just like local bands. Like, I work with Curtis from the band Witch Ripper, and seeing them in just the community they have built for their own shows just alone is absolutely amazing to see.
Definitely. Yeah. And you know, Witch Ripper, you know, they've been a part of this festival since the beginning. And, you know, Brian, I think the first year we had somebody else make the flyer, but then after that, we were like, no, Brian, you're making the flyers from now on. So he's basically, you know, he's a part of the festival, and, you know, those guys have played every year. This year, they aren't playing, but, you know, they're going to have members of Witch Ripper in a Black Sabbath tribute this year, which I think is really fun. Also considering, you know, Ozzy being, you know, passing away, and I think it'll be really fun to have a cool Ozzy tribute. And yeah. And then Ben, he's been helping with a lot of the visual promotion, and it's kind of grown into this whole community of people just jumping in and helping out with, you know, taking on a role, because it really does kind of take a village to run a festival like this, especially now that it's become a 2-day, you know, big festival with big headliners like Acid King. And so it's not even, you know, when I first started this, I just never imagined how much the community would come together to involve themselves in making this be successful and promote it, you know?
So let's talk about this year. Let's kind of get into the nitty gritty of who's playing. 'Cause there's a lot of cool bands, a lot of, some different sounds too, as well for some of this lineup. We have a lot of, you know, obviously, your heavy rock. You have a lot of doom, of course, but you have some, you know, death metal influenced bands, thrown out. So let's kind of just, let's just talk about it a little bit. So we'll just kind of go into the lineup for, let's start with day one. I'll go from the bottom to the top, and we'll just kind of, after that, just, we'll kind of talk about it. We'll dissect it a little bit. We started off with Heldskala, Red Mesa, Reburied, Glasgow, which I see on your shirt there, Portland's Tithe, Kadabra, Electric Citizen, and Ragana. So let's just talk about day one first.
Yeah, so Heldskala, they're a band that Sorsha has played with a few times now, and they're just absolutely crushing and heavy. And I've actually kind of had my eye on them for Rain City Doomfest for a few years now, and I'm really happy to bring them on. Glasgow, they are a band from Portland that Sorsha has played shows with several times, and those guys are just, they're just absolute crushers. They're total sweethearts. They just had us down in Portland to play their Pyre Fest this last weekend. We had an absolute blast with those guys and known them for a while, and really happy to have them up here. I've also had my eye on them for a long time, you know, and I know this is, some people think, you know, this is kind of a Seattle festival, but I consider the Pacific Northwest a bit of a broader umbrella. Like, we're talking Portland, Bellingham, Spokane, like we're you know, bringing that radius out a little bit further. And then, let's see, who else we got playing that? Yeah, Kadabra, they're a band we've played with a couple times too, from Spokane. And those guys put on such an amazing live show. You know, they're definitely on the, yeah, we do have a bit of an eclectic Friday night, I would say. You know, like Kadabra, they're more like heavy psychedelic rock. And then we've got another band on the bill from Seattle called Reburied. And they are just absolutely killer death metal. Absolutely love that band. You know, I'm a big death metal fan. I don't know if people know that. Neil and I, when we first started jamming together, we started a death metal band together. So we definitely appreciate that genre. And it falls under that heavy umbrella, you know, and it's a doom fest. And some people will say some of these bands may not be doom, but in my opinion, I think doom just from what I think is just, it's heavy music. And that's a bigger spectrum. You know, I don't want the same band playing over and over and over again. You know, let's broaden that umbrella. And then we've also got Electric Citizen. They're just absolutely amazing, heavy, super heavy rock from California, Los Angeles area. I just, really excited to have them on the bill as well to bring another element. Got a great live show. And then Regana from Olympia, they got some black metal influences going on. You know, those guys, we were supposed to play with those guys at Cascadia in Midsummer. Unfortunately, Sorcerer couldn't play that show because of some unfortunate circumstances, but really happy to be able to bring them up and have them on this fest, because I think what they're doing is wonderful and super heavy and cool, and really glad to have them on board as a headliner for Friday night. And let's see, who am I? Tithe. Okay, so let's talk about Tithe. It was really funny. Neil and I and Bryson, we were hanging out after band practice one night, and we were listening to Tithe, and I was like, dude, I think I want to get those guys on the Doom Fest. And then the next day I reached out to Kevin Blumeyer, who I co-booked the fest with. And I brought up Tithe, and he was like, I was just thinking about those guys, you know, we need to get those guys on. And so I, you know, it just, that ended up happening. They were immediately down. And so I was really stoked that they were on board. And then Red Mesa, they are a band that's, I mean, technically they're from Albuquerque, but Brad, the singer guitar player, has lived in Seattle in the past and has actually recently relocated to Washington State. He lives over on the Key Peninsula now. So they're technically a Pacific Northwest band in a way. So been wanting to bring them up and get them on the fest for a while too. Brad also runs Desert Records, who has put out Sorcerer's last few releases. So I'm really happy to have them on. They're a family to us. Yeah, I think that the Friday night is very eclectic. We got everything across the spectrum for everybody that likes any kind of, you know, heavy music. I think it's going to be a really good night for a lot of tickling a lot of different people's palates. You know what I mean? I guess. So I don't know. It's just, I'm excited to have it be so eclectic. I love that about the festival, and it still boils down to it's our heavy music scene being promoted in the Pacific Northwest, you know, so I think it's killer.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll be right back.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. We're talking to Jess from the band Sorsha, and we're talking about Rain City Doomfest at El Corazon and Funhouse Seattle, both December 12th and December 13th. We're going to talk about the second day of Rain City Doomfest in the same way from bottom to top. We have Ravine, Mother Root, Murloc, Serial Hawk, a Black Sabbath tribute band under the name Wizards of Oz. We have Sun Crow, who we're going to talk to in just a little bit. We have Sorsha, of course, and Hippie Death Cult, Ms. Moore, and Acid King. Just another awesome, definitely more in the heavy rock and doom and category for that day, but just an awesome lineup. Ms. Moore kills it every time.
I've actually haven't seen Ms. Moore. Can you believe that? I am very excited to have them on this festival this year, and what a great chance and opportunity to be able to get them onto this fest, to finally be able to see them live. I've had a lot of respect for them for a long time and what they're doing. Acid King, so thrilled that they were totally down, and they're to headline. They're so easy to work with. Lori, she's just an absolute sweetheart. We've now played a couple of shows with Acid King. We played with them at Ripple Fest, and then we played with them again when they came up to Seattle a little while back, and they're just absolutely the best. And they were totally on board right away about the idea of coming up and headlining the festival. And then we've got our buddies, Hippie Death Cult out of Portland. We've played with those guys a couple of times, and they're just, if you haven't seen Hippie Death Cult, you are missing out. Those guys put on an electrifying show. They are absolutely on fire. I love the lineup that they got going right now. Those guys they're going to blow everyone off the stage. And those guys are just absolutely fantastic. I'm very excited for the Wizard of Oz tribute. I will say that. That's something that Curtis from Wood Tripper has put together. And that's going to have members of Filth is Eternal from Seattle, Un, who played Rain City Doomfest last year, and Girls and Roses, which is a Guns N' Roses tribute. So very curious to see what those guys got cooking up. And, you know, I think it's absolutely appropriate and very welcome to have on the fest to do a tribute to Black Sabbath. Obviously, you know, worshipers of the riff, everyone loves Black Sabbath. Let's celebrate Black Sabbath at Rain City Doomfest. You know, I'm all about it.
It only makes sense, especially right this year. All roads lead back to Sabbath. So
yeah,
I think it's great.
Funeral, you know, or something. You know, we need our own personal celebration to celebrate that music, because it's, you know, Black Sabbath is now, you know, in my opinion, officially in the past, and that's kind of a weird headspace to be in. And so all we can really do moving forward is just celebrate their music. And I think this is a great way to do it.
Absolutely. And the people doing it are just awesome people in the scene. Oh, yeah. And just like, they're going to make it fun too. So I'm very excited to see that. So that is Rain City Doomfest. Once again, we're talking to Jess from Sorsha. That is going to be December 12th, December 13th at El Corazon in Funhouse Seattle. Come out. We're all going to be there. It's going to be a good time. It's any last words, anything else you would like to share about the fest?
There's a few more bands Saturday. Our good homies, Mother Root, they're a bit of a staple of the festival. They're from the Snoqualmie Valley, where Sorsha is from. Ravine, coming up from Portland. Those guys they got some bluesy doom that you guys are just absolutely going to love. And they got a new record out on Ripple. And I think those are the only, and Serial Hawk, of course, those guys are just absolutely crushing. Super stoked to have them on board. So Rain City Doomfest, two nights, 18 bands, you know, two nights of doom. You know, come get your heavy on. I mean, this is going to be one of the heaviest festivals in Seattle this year, in my opinion. And the lineup is just absolutely mind-blowing. I can't believe what we've been able to put together. And I'm so excited for next weekend, and excited for everyone to come out and just hang and listen to heavy music and connect as a community.
Absolutely. We're talking to Jess from the band Sorsha. We're going to go ahead and play some music, and we'll be back with Suncrow to talk a little bit more about the festival. Jess, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Trevor. So good to talk to you, buddy.
Absolutely. You're listening to Metal Shop on 99.9 KISW. And that's it for the episode. Shout out to Jess, shout out to Sorsha, and shout out to Rain City Doomfest, December 12th and 13th at El Corazon and Funhouse Seattle. And check out our other podcast out this week with Suncrow, who will be playing day two of Rain City Doomfest. And we will see you on the next episode of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.